Can I? I need help with that. Okay. Yes, during this meeting, it's my pleasure to give a presentation about Gardner instance in the capital city of Virginia and also the social economic characteristics at block group level. I will take a moment to thank you for the folks at Virginia Department of Health and also some after at the Department of Virginia Commonwealth University. I have no financial relationships to disclose. Okay, to explain the transmission of sexually transmitted disease, there are two fundamental theories need to be addressed. The first, the cause theory. That means the sexually transmitted disease depend on small proportion of population to transmit. Gonorrhea was also called social disease since it has been found to be associated with poverty, low income, and social economic disadvantages. How does one's poverty affect risk of getting STDs? First, income influences where people live. Economic status further concentrates residential segregation and other negative influence. For example, the limited choice of partners. People with low income tend to be can afford get married, and their marital status tend to be unstable and under higher economic pressure. People with low income can afford insurance and have low access to health care and delayed in diagnosis and treatment. The purpose of this study is to determine the geographic variation of gonorrhea in Richmond City and its also association with certain socioeconomic characteristics. Our hypothesis one is there are significant geographic clusters of gonorrhea in Richmond City. Richmond City is a metropolitan area located in the central Virginia with a population about 200,000. The modern half its population is females and African Americans. I would like to point out about 20% of population are living below the federal property level. Richmond has been recognized among the top three cities nationally with highest gonorrhea incidence for recent 15 years. For example, in the year of 2006, the gonorrhea incidence rate is 5 times of the state average and 4 times national average. So to identify the area with elevated disease burden can greatly improve efficacy and effectiveness of sexually transmitted infection prevention. Total case over 8 years of gonorrhea were extracted from STD Management Information System at the Virginia Department of Health. Each case were geocoded by GeoStem program to give XY coordinates, so it's kind of longitude latitudes. XY coordinates have to mapping each cases on a Richmond City layer downloaded from census bureau. The cases were aggregated at block group level and sent to CT scan program. And by spatial scan analysis and adjusted for age, block group with higher than expected incidence rates were identified. Spatial scan statistics use an indirect standardization method adjusted for variables like age, race, ethnicity, genders. It imposed a circle or a limited size window and scans through the study area. So the rates inside the window is compared with those outside the window to identify the area with elevated rate. The population at risk in this study was set at 10% of the block group population. That allowed us to identify offender detail clusters. Age was stratified into 5 age categories in this study. We exclude the cases with missing addresses or invalid address, like jails, juvenile detention centers, homeless shelters. We further exclude the cases with age less than 10 years old. here. Because they are not routinely considered of guiding STD through their risk behaviors. We successfully geocoded about 87% of the total cases in the database. Reported diagnoses varied through time, as indicated from this graph. The lowest incidence, this is incidence, not incidence rate, the low incidence is lower in 2006. Among the total cases, the mean age is about 25 years old, and 95% were African Americans, and more than half the females. The average addressed rate annually was 681 per 100,000, and we identified three blood groups with zero incidence over the period of 8 years. And there is one blood group which is very high incidence rate, it's about 23,000 cases per 100,000. So it's around 23% incidence in that block group. And the mean, the median addressed rate is annually is about 1,500, something like that, per 100,000. We did identify seven clusters of gonorrhea in the city of Richmond. The most likely cluster is located at northeastern side of the city, composed of 15 blood groups. It spanned over 2.85 square miles. And this, think about the cases occurring in this cluster area represent about 21% of the cases over 8 year period. Among the six secondary clusters, the largest clusters is around 12 square miles on the east southeast side of the city. It composed 26 block groups. Richmond City only include 163 block groups. So this area is about 16% of number of block groups, and cases occur in this area around 19% of the overall cases. The second largest cluster, I apologize for the color, did not show up very well, but it's yellow, yellowish, like light yellow here. It's composed of 22 block groups. It's around like 7.5 square miles. So these are the quant health maps, give you a kind of idea of the location, similar pattern of this distribution of social economics and also the gonorrhea incidence rates. So that's probably did the neighborhood with like higher gonorrhea incidence is the neighborhood that poor and low educated neighborhoods. If you look at, for example, this one, the property picture, this quantile maps. The deeper the color, that means the higher the population in that block group living under poverty. And this is the education. The deeper the color, the higher the population with lower than high school education. The Townsend Index, I'm going to explain that later, but basically the higher the index, that means the more likely the population with material deprivation and disadvantages. And the marriage, it's very interesting, I would like to point out the marriage status, you know, on the eastern side, it has lower marriage rate. So it kind of gives you a similar pattern of the distribution. So our hypothesis two is block groups with higher than expected gonorrhea incidence rate have lower economic and social status than those with expected rates. The data routinely collected by Virginia Department of Health only include description components like age, gender, race, and lack of socioeconomic indicators, which are not very necessary to target high-priority populations. Fortunately, the Harvard Geocoding Project gave a standardized area-based socioeconomic measures for a census block group. I mentioned before the poverty is the percent of population in the broad group living under federal property level. I'm going to explain the Townsend Index in more detail. The Townsend Index is composite index based on the four variables: the percent of colonies, the percent of rented homes, the percent of without car ownership, and percent of unemployment. So for each component, this score is calculated by this formula. That's a number is subtracted by an average and divided by standard deviation. And all these four components are combined to get a total index. That's the Townsend Index. We also include education, less than high school education, and marriage rate in block groups. I saw this picture before, and after the SAT scan identified the block group with higher than expected rate, this result were merged with the error-based socioeconomic measures to get a final data, and these files were divided into two groups and comprised by a non-parametric t-test. It's called Vixen two-sample t-test. And here is the results. Block groups with higher than expected gonorrhea rates, with higher population living under poverty and higher Townsend index, higher population with less than high school education and lower marriage status, compared with the block groups within the expected range. And also, the difference is statistically significant, as you can see here. So, spatial scan analysis is basically used for cancer research. There are two pioneer studies before this presentation. One is Jenning and her colleagues identified gonorrhea clusters by block groups in Baltimore, and they adjusted for age for 15 to 39 age. 8 years old, and control for race and ethnicity. And also Denture Stover, the article author in this presentation, so the gonorrhea and the chlamydia clusters by blood groups in Richmond, but it's unadjusted data. So significant of this study is include a very large sample size, over 8 years, and we also use blood groups, a smaller region than the zip codes and also the census tract. So, and also allowing you for more targeting, more detailed targeting, and the gonorrhea is used as the only indicators. We use the Townsend Index too. The future study will focus on determining the more important risk behaviors determined affect the gonorrhea incidence distribution. In conclusion, this analysis has shown the presence of 7 likely clusters gonorrhea in Richmond City, and the block groups with significant higher gonorrhea incidence have higher percentage population living under poverty and higher material deprivation, higher percent of population with lower education and lower percent of marriage. And this study is very helpful for target like specific community and even like schools for further education surveillance purpose. Thank you very much. Yeah.